This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
That'll be totally up to the new Attorney General. He's a tremendous man, a tremendous person who really respects this country and respects the Justice Department. So that'll be totally up to him.
We need to review that. We obviously have important constitutional responsibilities. So I think Congress is going to insist upon seeing the basic report. We also believe there has to be as much transparency with the public. As much information as possible needs to be released to the public.
It all started back in May of 2017. So after nearly 2 years, it looks like Robert Mueller's investigation is wrapping up. Huge breaking news. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney stuck in Atlantic City. That's where we're broadcasting because of the snow. We'll talk about that coming up here on the show. But first, this is huge. Talk about the buzz in your backyard and mine. This broke late in the day on Wednesday, but the Justice Department is preparing for the end of the special counsel's investigation into Russian interference. You heard what Donald Trump, the president, had to say, where he mentions, well, that's up to them as to what happens. And then, of course, Senator Ben Cardin, a Democrat, his reaction on the Russian investigation, saying Congress must see it. I'm going to get into that in a second. So it's been 2 years we've been consumed with this. And he'll deliver that report, apparently, which is the normal chain of command, to the Attorney General William P. Barr next week. And the timeline is the thing that leaked out whether, you know, when it was going to happen. But that's why it's such big news. You think of how sensitive this is. Now, regulations call for Mueller to submit to the Attorney General a confidential explanation as to why he decided to charge certain people and why he investigated them and why he decided not to charge some people. So the regulations call for the Attorney General, which is Barr, to report to Congress about the investigation. Now, this becomes interesting. Even though they report to Congress, it doesn't mean that there's an expectation that everything would be made public, especially if it has nothing to do with anything criminal, because the sensitivity here is maybe it's not criminally damaging to the inner circle of the president, but it could be politically damning to them. What kind of information is in there that would be exposed? And again, we have no idea. It's just speculation, leaks, I think really throwing the proverbial darts I talk about at a giant board where it's missed all over the place, both Democrats, Republicans, talk show hosts, people who feel like they have the inside scoop. Just when you think you have the inside scoop, you really don't know. So how detailed will this report be? I am dying to know. And what's the Attorney General's summary of the findings? I mean, what's that going to be? And you heard Ben Cardin. They want this report. They want this report. And then there are some that are already demanding that it be made public. Barr is uncommittal. He's noncommittal, rather, on whether or not that's going to happen. He says he's going to be as forthcoming as, check this out, the regulations and department practice allow. He has said, if you look at Justice Department practices, you say little or nothing about conduct that does not lead to criminal charges. So you know what that tells me? If there's anything that's politically sensitive at all in there, it's not coming out. There's no way. Because he is not legally bound to do that. You know, it's interesting, you think 2 years, all this taxpayer money, 17 lawyers initially working on this. And where does it all end up? So now you have the end of this special counsel's investigation, but it doesn't mean the end of the criminal investigations connected to the president. Federal prosecutors are like a pack of wolves in New York, and they're exploring whether corrupt payments were made in connection with Trump's inaugural committee funding, and that's been talked about, of course, in the last couple of months. Who knows? But if Mueller is done and the government lawyers are done, they go back to where they came from, What does that mean? And it's so crazy to think 2 years, almost two whole years on this. And the money, the taxpayer money that's been spent, some of the shenanigans we've seen, Roger Stone, etc., you know, the case against him for lying to Congress and attorneys from the U.S. Attorney's Office, by the way, in Washington, assigned to it right from the start. And so we, you know, you knew there was going to be a handoff process, but what an ending if we have no clue as to what's in that report and the investigation. Most of the people charged in the investigation are Russians because there's no extradition treaty with that country. 26 people are unlikely to ever see the inside of a U.S. courtroom. Doubtful that that will happen. None of the Americans charged by Mueller are accused of conspiring with Russia to interfere in the election. So determining whether any Trump associates had anything to do with the plots with the Kremlin in 2016, I mean, that was really the big question that was assigned to Robert Mueller in the first place, the ex-FBI director, when he got the job. And it's been a huge moment and moments of crisis for the FBI, for the Justice Department. And, of course, we are footing the bill for all of this. I mean, it's almost, can you imagine? It's like you paid for the most expensive thing you could think that you paid for. Imagine that. You sit down to a restaurant, but you have to pay ahead of time. And then, but the meal just, the meal's not here. But you already paid, and we're not returning your money. We paid. But we're not going to know what's in that report unless some of it leaks and how much of it will leak. And, of course, the Democrats are going to, and it makes sense, right, because it's Republicans versus Democrats. It's a Republican president. It's the 2016 election. It's what the Democrats are going to do. They're going to try to get that report made public, but I don't think it's going to happen. I don't see it happening. And remember, the president has consistently denounced this whole thing as a witch hunt. He's accused Robert Mueller's prosecutors of political bias because some of them made donations, as it came out, to Democratic candidates in the past. So I don't think we're going to see anything. So there's all this drama and buildup, and I guarantee you flip on the tube, pick your poison, MSNBC, CNN, Fox, wherever. You'll see breaking news banners all over the place. And we can speculate, and we can actually listen to people we really respect who have been in Washington for a long time talk about what's damning in there and what could happen. But in the end, it's just exactly as I said. How many times did I come on the air in the past 2 years and say, Russia, Russia, Russia? We just bought an expensive meal, folks, but we're not tasting any of it. So whatever your take is, you can think whatever your take is, but we're not going to sample or taste what we paid for. Crazy, isn't it? And we've seen all sides of this, and we've listened to what people have speculated about. But speculation, rumor, innuendo, little tidbits, morsels that have been thrown out that either can be denied or not denied. Wow. It's not going to be this great va-voom ending. And you can bet there's no Julian Assange sniffing around this, because if there was, of course, WikiLeaks would flop it up in a second. But we've seen what's happened with WikiLeaks. And the whole thing would probably be redacted if that were somehow to get into the WikiLeaks hands, Julian Assange's hands, which, of course, that's a whole other story, Julian Assange. All right, stay with us, because coming up on the flip side, the actor in Chicago who's filming Empire star Jussie Smollett is a suspect in setting up his own attack. And the snow. Stay with us.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials,
commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do.
When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop.
And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help.
Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com.
And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website.
Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Detoxify, lose weight, and restore balance to your body by simply drinking tea. Surprised? Dr. Miller's Holy Tea can help you feel better and even lose weight because Holy Tea is a unique herbal tea blend of all natural ingredients specially formulated by Dr. Bill Miller. Call this number, 888-660-7039, or click drmillersclinic.com. Take the first step toward better health. Drink tea from Dr. Miller's Clinic.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
It's time to join the Tahibo Tea Club. Tahibo Tea comes from the inner bark of the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. The Tahibo tree never gets sick, never gets infected, and never gets infested. As a result, it contains antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. Tahibo Tea can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening condition due to infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea is available for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping. 1 pound makes 300 servings, which is only 12 cents per cup. Dial 818-883-7222 or buy online at drinksupertea.com. All orders ship immediately the same day. Call now, 818-883-7222. That number again, 818-883-7222. Or buy online at drinksupertea.com.
If this is the difference between getting a son or a daughter on a school bus or however home safely, or a mom or a dad home safely from work, and we can do that, and that can touch as many lives in this state, we're gonna be err on the side of better to be prepared and be cautious.
Nasty snow and ice and record snowfalls in Minnesota. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney once again broadcasting this show live from Atlantic City. I was one of the people caught in the wicked weather, so let me tell you about that. You just heard the governor of New Jersey, Phil Murphy, saying not to take any chances, so much was closed in the state of New Jersey. New Jersey was hit. The Mid-Atlantic region was. Of course, the Midwest was hit as well. It's funny because I'm at a conference at the Borgata, as I mentioned before, in AC, and some of the people just did the same thing. They stayed an extra day because they were driving back to New York or Pennsylvania or to other parts of New Jersey. And I said to somebody in New Jersey, wow, the governor is saying, you know, they're closing this and they're closing that and it's an emergency. And they said to me, he always does that. This is how he reacts every single time. So people get fatigued when they think there's going to be a snowstorm and there isn't. But there was a wintry mix. There was snow that was dumped all over Philadelphia, the shoreline areas. Central Pennsylvania got it probably the worst. But in the north, snow totals were tamped by a more dangerous winter storm weapon, which is what we all hate, right? Ice. I can't stand driving ice, and especially the people around me. I might be a defensive driver, which I am, but around me, somebody doesn't see a patch, they hit it, and then before you know it, you're in an accident. So Detroit, Chicago, Philly, D.C., terrible for inches of snow, then with the sleet right behind it. I think it makes it that much more dangerous. There was a woman in Kansas. She died because why? She lost control of her car because of snow and ice. In central Pennsylvania, got it pretty badly. They, like I mentioned before, they got it bad at State College in Pennsylvania. They canceled classes at Penn State, and it was tough to get traction, frankly. People were had their cars where they couldn't get it, you know, dig their cars out basically because of the ice, etc. But how about Minnesota? Belle Plaine, Minnesota, the highest total for that part of the storm in the Midwest, 11 inches. And check this out, Minnesota, woohoo! You are number one in something. Yes, number one, highest February snowfall total ever for the great state of Minnesota, 30.4 inches. That's according to the National Weather Service. That is a lot of snow. So air traffic was a mess. It affected me. Affected a lot of people. 2,100 flights were canceled or delayed in and out of especially Washington by, you know, early afternoon. There were planes that couldn't get into Chicago O'Hare. Philly had flights delayed or canceled. Parts of Virginia were nasty because of the snow and the ice and the sleet. And, you know, travel was difficult. It's really the weight of it. I had somebody explain this to me. It's the weight of the snow, the sleet, and the freezing rain, because then guess what you also have? You have power outages. You have down branches. In D.C., federal offices were closed. There were some emergency staff available, but that's it. There were school closings in most major cities, from Minneapolis to KC to Washington to Philly. And, you know, it was one of those snow days. It was an off day. For some parents and families, it's good. For others, it can be a long, we have cabin fever kind of day. But I think it was smart for those school systems, frankly, to close down, because the icy mix, it's that icy mix that's the thing. So whether the people in New Jersey make fun of Governor Murphy sometimes for reacting immediately and pulling the emergency lever pretty quickly, perhaps in this case it was a very smart thing, because I looked and I saw lots of accidents and problems. And, you know, if you were out there, you were kind of risking it in most areas. All right, Jesse Smollett is a suspect now in setting up his own attack. Do you know who this is? If you don't know, I'm sure. I always say America Tonight is about the buzz in your backyard and mine. I'm going to just emphasize that again and again and again. Right? Oh, yeah, by the way, Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Go there, and I have a before and after picture of what it looks like when it snowed at the casino. So you want to see this. I'm going to start to post more and more there. And all you have to do is like it, and then you have access to it. So Kate Delaney fan page, Facebook. You'll hear me talk more about that. The fan page will give you access to all kinds of things, including behind the scenes. So Kate Delaney fan page. All right, so back to this story about Jussie Smollett. It's Smollett. He's being investigated as a suspect for his orchestrating his own attack. This is terrible. Chicago police say he's officially a suspect for filing a false police report, which is a Class 4 felony. And detectives had evidence. They presented evidence to a Cook County grand jury on Wednesday afternoon. Remember, the actor told police last month he was attacked in Chicago in the early morning hours by two masked men who were shouting racist comments and homophobic slurs at him. He described the assailants punching him in the face, pouring a chemical on him, wrapping a rope around his neck. I mean, he got into the description like he was acting, duh, by the way. Police investigated it initially. There was a possible hate crime. There was outrage online. People were furious. And this is so awful from so many angles. And I feel sorry for him. Obviously not right if this was what it proves out to be, because he's been charged. So I'm just going to leave it there. But his status as a victim started to really take a different kind of turn last weekend when police arrested and interviewed two brothers who were originally identified as suspects after turning up in some surveillance footage. And then it turns out that it's a different story that's now being pumped out there. So, you know, he's got his attorneys. He's not saying anything. What's the network going to do? Fox is the network behind Empire, and they keep reiterating their support for the actor. At least early in the day on Wednesday, they were, and they were saying that, you know, that Smollett continues to be a consummate professional on the set, and he is not being written out of the show. But now as this moves forward, you wonder, because this is an actor who is black, he's gay, and he's a celebrated actor because this is a hit show. So the FBI now is investigating whether he had any role in the threatening letter addressed to him and that contained a white powder that was revealed later to be pain medication. The envelope went to Fox Studio in Chicago, which is the show's production base, 1 week before he reported being assaulted in, you know, the neighborhood where he was in Chicago. So this is not good. Remember, he was on Good Morning America with Robin Roberts, and it was a lengthy interview last week where he said he believed the letter was linked to the alleged attack, and he said that the letter had a stick figure hanging from a tree with a gun pointing towards it with words that said, "Smollett, Jesse, you will die." And he, like I said, he really got into some details on that, but now these brothers, a pair of, I guess they're Nigerian descent in their late 20s, who live in Chicago, say they were paid to stage the attack. So it's the brothers versus him. I don't know. But it is a crazy story. And that's why you knew something was wrong the way this was playing out. And the reaction was so swift from so many people because of what we're going through in this country, the arguments over what are racist statements, what are people saying, where have we moved the needle backwards in this country or forwards, what are we doing? And that's a shame because to take a dent in that direction is not a good thing. And I think if this proves to be what the case is, then he obviously is not right. And that, to me, is really the tragedy in all of it. And I got to say, this other story, especially because I have my own cabin fever, you would think, oh, how exciting, you're staying in this gorgeous hotel. No, anxious to get back to the studio. So for 2 decades, they say the Grand Canyon tourists have been exposed to radiation beyond the federal limit. And I was talking about this, about that museum the other day, visitors and workers elevating, you know, these elevated levels of radiation. So now there's a lot of panic and people are trying to figure out, when were they there? How were they exposed to this uranium that's over the limit by OSHA's definition? How were the buckets there? And of course, now they've been removed, and the National Park Service is looking into what happened, and they're working with Occupational Safety and Health Administration people and the Arizona Department of Health Services. Of course they are. But how shocking, right? And I've been racking my brain because I went to the Grand Canyon that time period, I want to say twice, but I don't know. I don't recall the museum. I might have whipped through it. I just recall going up and down like a fool in one day, but I don't remember that. So, radiation, scary. All right, stay with us. Much more coming your way on the flip side.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Empire actor Jesse Smollett has gone from reported victim of a hate crime to being charged with filing a false report to Chicago police. WBBM's Bob Roberts.
Doubts about Smollett's original account began to surface more than a week ago. He claimed he was confronted in a viaduct by two men who taunted him with homophobic slurs. In the past week, accusations surfaced that Smollett actually rehearsed the attack and paid the men.
Gloria Schmidt represents the two brothers that are involved.
There was never a change of heart. There was a point where this story needed to be told, and they manned up and they said, you know what, we're going to correct this.
House Democrats could introduce a congressional resolution as early as Friday that seeks to overturn the president's border emergency declaration. It's likely to pass the House. Trump says he will veto it. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Me talk before here on America Tonight about my Aunt Dot, who suffered from Alzheimer's, and I was happy that I got to know her in the later years of her life because I grew up in two separate coastlines, but I saw what it was like for my family to struggle with this vibrant, wonderful woman who all of a sudden was slowly deteriorating from, you know, Alzheimer's. And so here on the show, when we do a It's Your Health, and we talk about the impact of disease on our families, and we talk about what do we see for the future and what can we do and that kind of thing, this particular subject is very, very close to my heart because I've seen other people suffer through this as well and how tough it is and how they just want so desperately to try to help their relatives. So we have in our virtual green room Dr. Stacy Bell, Chief Scientific Officer of Peak Health. Hi, Dr. Bell.
Hello, Kate. Nice talking to you.
You know, when we talk about Alzheimer's, one of the things that I don't think has been actually talked about enough, but I know you're talking about it, is what is the effects of, or when we talk about what we're eating, we're seeing this in other areas, you know, where so much of the gut problems, et cetera, people are having now, we're looking more at, geez, well, what are you eating? It's the same things with Alzheimer's, right? There's things that we can eat now that can help us. Or what vitamins and nutrients have that impact on our brain's cognitive function, I guess, is where we should start.
Right, and it's a superb question. And I gave nutritional counseling for 40 years to a variety of patients, and I never saw one with Alzheimer's or dementia because no doctor or no researcher made a connection between diet and anything wrong with your brain and its mental function. Fast forward, just within the last 10 years, there is a profound impact of what you eat, and not starting in your 60s when you worry about dementia, but rather starting in your 30s and your 40s. What you eat has a highly predictive factor in who will get dementia and who will get Alzheimer's. So what do you need? It's pretty easy. Number one, you need to consume all of the essential nutrients. There's only 25 of them you got to worry about, vitamins and minerals. And doing that every day on a consistent level has shown in study after study to be the best thing that you do. The second thing is get rid of some of the things that you don't need. Your body can't process. We haven't had, you know, except in processed foods, these things like saturated fats, trans fats, lots of sugars. Those things actually worsen cognitive function with aging. So those are like the two main things you start off doing.
Wow. So really look at the packaging, look at the saturated and trans fat, like you say, and sugars. And the thing with sugars is they're tricky. Like some people think, Doc, you know, when you're eating cereal, they don't even realize, they don't look at how many grams of sugar are in the cereals.
I know. And it's, we eat twice the amount of sugar in this country that we need. And yet we're short on all the other things that we really should have for our bodies. It's a major disconnect. And even looking at the results of the food surveys that are done every 5 years, 75% of our diet is from processed foods. And the way to process is to add lots of these unhealthy fats and sugars to make them taste good and strip out all their nutrients. So we're like going on the wrong path. And it's scary because, you know, I'm sorry for your aunt. You know, she lived probably a long time and then developed this disease. But think of all the other people now that are taking care of themselves. Maybe they're having to have medications for their heart disease or their diabetes. But they're too going to eventually develop some cognitive impairment, dementia or Alzheimer's, by having a poor diet throughout a lifetime.
Wow. So we go from the lifetime of the diet to then stressful situations. More and more we're seeing people are being open and they're talking about technology, which is so fabulous, is also crippling a lot of people with their addicted technology. They're stressed out. They're working constantly. They're dealing with family issues and everything else in between. So what about food in that situation when your crazy stress levels are through the roof?
Right, right. And you have pinpointed modern society, and I wish it weren't like that for so many families, but it is. Look, money's stressful, relationships are stressful, your family's stressful, all kinds of stuff. And what people resort to is eating. And if they just ate healthy things and had their three meals a day, their body weight wouldn't change, and they'd be quite happy, and then they'd be staving off all these problems later on with cognition. But what people resort to is this continuous eating. It's like you're on a constant grazing field, and you're just starting in the morning, and, you know, breakfast morphs into the snack, morphs into lunch, and our bodies weren't designed for that. You know, we were, you know, hunter-gatherers. We'd find something, we'd eat it, and then we'd have a fasting period in between. That's not happening anymore, and the hormones and all the other things that regulate our body, it don't work on this sort of system. So exactly what happens is then we're making our stresses worse because we're eating all the time, and then we get stressed because we gain weight, and then the doctor says, oh, you're going to get diabetes if you continue like that. So it's a really big factor in modern society.
Yeah, you talked about there's 25 nutrients we need, but you could boil it down to three vitamins and nutrients that have the biggest impact on our brain, and what I mentioned at the top, the cognitive function of the brain, which is what we're concerned about with Alzheimer's. What are the three that we definitely need?
Well, yeah, I want to just say that you need, it's like two phases of what you need in your body. First, you need every single vitamin and mineral. So if you look on the percent daily value chart on your foods, there should be 25 things listed there. Those are non-negotiable. Your body can't function without it. So even if you're not thinking about your brain health, if you're thinking about the growth of your child, you're thinking about yourself maintaining your body weight and your preventing diabetes and heart disease and other things, you need that. The problem with the brain is it's very active, and it needs other nutrients that aren't typically found in the food supply. And these are an antioxidant family, some of these, alpha-lipoic acid and N-acetylcysteine. These are all long names. And we created a product, the Brain Shake, we're calling it, that not only has everything you need to sustain life, all these vitamins and minerals, but added in the brain-specific nutrients. We're calling it Brain Care. But it's got this bevy of antioxidants plus this magic compound. It's a fat called phosphatidylserine. And that's the only compound that the FDA has allowed to have a health claim relating that compound to dementia and Alzheimer's. So we have included that at the right amount based on the best nutritional science out there. So this thing is, you know, this product, Brain Shake, is magical in the respect that it takes care of your body and then it puts in the extra goodies that your brain needs.
Yeah, so Brain Shake, tell us a little bit more about that because, you know, we were talking about, like I said, reading the packaging, no artificial colors, right, that kind of stuff?
Right. You know, it's just, it's everything your body and brain needs and nothing it doesn't. You know, I probably read 150 articles on human studies with the brain, and it's really clear to me that you've got to get the junk out of the foods, because even if you're getting your nutrients and think you're eating well, once you start layering in those bad fats, the trans and saturated fats, and the sugars, it just negates all the benefits you get. So in creating a product or thinking about your brain of what you're going to eat throughout a lifetime, getting those things out is really the primary thing you do. So we don't have much of those in any of our products, very low on sugar and then these fats. But we still have fat in the diet because it turns out that the good fats are actually good for the brain. So healthy fats like omega-3s that you might have heard about from seafood and from the plants, and also omega-6 from all the vegetable oils, you know, corn, safflower, and sunflower and the like, we have those oils in there because they're protective and good for the brain cells.
Yeah, I got to mention this because Dr. Bell, for all the people listening, you were on the faculty of Harvard Medical School, and you did a lot of nutritional research studies there. I can just imagine what that was like. Of everything that you did when you were doing those studies, what blew you away the most? What shocked you the most?
We did a lot of research studies, let me think about the answer as I talk about it. But we would take patients with a certain condition, and I'll talk about what I did for my PhD work. We looked at patients with HIV infection, AIDS, and they had an immune system that wasn't working. And we had seen in our animal studies that, in fact, giving omega-3s helps the immune system work better. And that's what we did. I had a chocolate cookie made with fish oil in it, and then I had another cookie made with safflower oil. And we looked at blood parameters of immune function in those AIDS patients that were taking both cookies. It was a randomized study. And we were able to see positive changes even in patients that were quite sick with their disease. We could offer a boost of their immune function simply by doing that. So there's one example of the power of nutrition, and there were hundreds. I was just one of many researchers at Harvard doing research on nutrition and diseases.
Wow, that had to be fascinating, though, to be there with, I'll call it, all those big brain people and work on all these different studies.
It was fascinating. I always say I have a little brain, and I never could think of anything, but the big brains would come to me and say, could you look at this? So one of my big brain bosses picked out that AIDS study. We also did it in patients. We looked at fish oil in cancer patients and a variety of other studies. As I said, we did in diabetes and heart disease, and we had a clinic for people that were overweight and tried to devise diets to figure out how to get them to lose weight and keep it off.
Wow, love it. All right, Dr. Stacy Bell, thank you so much. Coming up next, we're checking the mailbag here on America Tonight.
I'm
It's time to start drinking Tahibo tea. Tahibo tea comes from the inner bark of the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. The Tahibo tree never gets sick, never gets infected, and never gets infested. As a result, it contains antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. Tahibo tea can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening condition due to infection, diabetes, or cancer. Every week, someone calls in with a story of another miraculous recovery. Order your Tahibo tea now for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping. 1 pound makes 300 servings, which is only 12 cents per cup. Call today, 818-883-7222. Again, 818-883-7222, or buy online at drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com. All orders ship the same day. Call now, 818-883-7222, or buy online at drinksupertea.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit escaperightnow.com. Do it now. It's free. Escaperightnow.com for a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind. Escaperightnow.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Welcome to Forbes Books at Bedtime with Kate Delaney and Greg Stebbin.
What a pleasure to welcome to the show Liza Landsman, president of Jet.com. I know you've heard of it. It was launched back in July of 2015. And think about what has happened since then. Acquired by Walmart for $3 billion in August of 2016. Liza Landsman, this is so fascinating, was promoted from Chief Customer Officer to President, and a lot of people are talking about Jet.com. And, of course, Liza is at Dig South as well. Liza, thanks so much for popping on.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
So I think everybody, in my world, everybody knows the story of Jet.com. For the few who don't, can you give us kind of a recap of how Jet.com got started?
Sure. Jet.com really got started out of an insight that e-commerce had been focused on innovating for speed and specialty, but no one had really focused on innovating around price, which is something we know a lot of Americans care a lot about. And we wanted to be able to deliver great value without sacrificing product or quality of service.
So it's interesting, when you focus on price like that, what you're really doing is looking at what people actually do when they shop online, which is go to a gazillion sites and find the best price. And you decided, well, maybe that should be our core business value. Is that what you're describing?
Yeah, I think it's a
combination of that and also something that is far less sexy, which is the super glamorous world of supply chain reengineering.
Could you say that again just so we can sort of revel in the sexiness of it?
Yes, I know. Everyone is like fanning themselves when I say supply chain reengineering.
And so what is supply chain reengineering for those of us who never once thought of this in our lives?
Sure. Well, when you think about what happens in most e-commerce, you put a few things in your basket, and each of those things most likely is getting shipped from someplace separate. And there's lots and lots of cost embedded in that shipping, which often you as a consumer are paying without even realizing it. And so what we have done is say every time you add something to your basket, and we give you lots of cues about how to do this in the best, smartest way so you can save the most money, we dynamically switch out through an algorithm how many different suppliers are sending you stuff so that we can optimize for the fewest number of shipments, shipping the shortest distance, which pulls a lot of costs out of actually delivering those products to you. So if you think about it, right, lots of people, when they talk about dynamic prices and driving down prices online, that's like saying you're going on a diet, but you're just pulling on a pair of Spanx. We're actually getting those pounds out of the system.
Wow. So you came up with the idea. It goes. You can tell you have something special. When did you know that? When did you know, wow, this thing has massive legs, and I know people are going to come after us?
Well, you know, we try and keep ourselves honest every day, so I ask myself that question every morning and make sure more and more folks continue to respond and are interested in our value proposition. But I think we launched in July of 2015, and by October of 2015, we had about 1 million users, which put us just between Instagram and Spotify in terms of the list of fastest to 1 million users. And I think that was a really strong early signal to us that we had something that really resonated with consumers.
So I want to jump in here for a minute, because even though you've started out here saying what you did was engineer this thing that I can't even remember the name of, supply chain reengineering, right?
You're going to have a bumper sticker soon.
Yeah,
chain is the new black.
I'm so excited about it. But I do want to point to, I think, one other thing that was part of your secret sauce or your magic formula, because I don't want to overlook it. I want people to get a full view here. You were reengineering the supply chain, but from my outsider's perspective, you are also completely aware of the fact that if you didn't nail the marketing, your supply chain engineering wasn't going to make any difference at all. So can you address that part of the business model as well?
Well, sure, that's true, but we don't like to tell our supply chain engineers that. So let's just keep that part between us.
Okay, it's our little secret.
Yeah, that's really true. I mean, look, part of what we did, so the supply chain reengineering was kind of the how. The why to us, to a large part, was that e-com had largely been this very transactional, very kind of inhuman set of interactions that people had. And as it becomes a even more growing part of everyone's day-to-day life, we thought there was a better way to go about building a brand in e-commerce, one that could form an emotional connection with people, one that could, you know, not take itself too seriously and have some wit and personality. And so we really thought about building the brand in a way that was both scalable and very efficient, right, and grounded in a lot of the smart use of data in terms of how we invested our marketing dollars, but also one that just spoke to people like they were people. You know, we always like to say there are humans behind the brand, and we wanted to make sure that came through in the voice of all of our communications and marketing.
Wow. Liza, you talked about how quickly it was when you knew, boom, that you had the 1 million users. You had hit that mark so quickly from July to October. Now you realize, like I said, that there's going to be people that are going to come after you, and that's pretty exciting. You decide on Walmart. How surreal was that? What was that like?
Very surreal. I mean, everything happened really, really quickly. I mean, one of the things for folks who have worked in startups, you get this very bizarre kaleidoscoping of time where every day seems like a month long, but the weeks go by in about 2 seconds.
And I think, you know, launch in July 2015, close the deal with Walmart in August of 2016. And I've worked at some pretty large, impressive, successful companies in my past, but you ain't seen scale till you've seen Walmart.
All right, so a little victory question here. The deal with Walmart is done. It's signed. Where yes. were you, and what were you doing an hour later?
It was signed on a very late Sunday night, and I was up an hour later figuring out how quickly I could get to my office so we could tell the team, which is the most important thing for us, because rumors of a deal had come out a few days before we actually signed, for lots of fun, complicated SEC reasons. We couldn't talk to the team about it. So with the signing behind us, we wanted to make sure that our teams on the ground had all the best information from us right away. It's a very exciting moment, but a lot of change, and really important for us to be in front of it with our team.
And were you in Bentonville at that point, or were you in New York, or I mean, physically,
no,
where were you?
Physically, we were in Hoboken, which is where our offices are.
Okay.
As we like to say, half the price, twice the space.
Very much in keeping with the culture of Jet.com,
yeah,
I would think.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I
supply chain reengineering of office space.
Exactly. That's right. And the Hoboken Chamber of Commerce is not paying me to say that. But we've actually found them to be just a tremendous partner. As much as people always ask about, gosh, you know, is it a big change? And it is. There are remarkable similarities in our cultures, the focus on the consumer, the importance of community, and a strong sense of fairness and kind of respect for the individual in terms of our relationships with employees. So we found that partnership and that relationship more familiar than one might expect from the outside.
When I was asking you about an hour after the deal was done, where were you and what were you doing, I was really wondering, like, could you describe the champagne moment with us? I mean, at some point there must have been a champagne moment.
You know, actually, the champagne moment that we had was months and months and months and months later, because we signed the deal in August. It closed in September, which is pretty fast, but put us right into, you know, the heart of holiday season, which is our absolute busiest time of year. And so we had a whole company-wide celebration in late January that was both kind of a celebration of all we'd accomplished together leading up to the deal, celebration of an amazing second holiday season, and just a great time with great friends. You know, when you go through kind of the launch of something that big and the speed with which we had a big transitional transaction, these are folks that really feel like family in many ways. So that whole team party was, I will say, a great moment. I know for me personally, and I know for the whole management team, and no one else outside the company gets to see the photos.
I love that. Nobody gets to see the photos. Liza, hang on. We want to talk to you more about your appearance at Dig South and a few other quick things. So we're going to be back coming up in our next segment with Liza Landsman, president of Jet.com.
It's time to join the Tahibo Tea Club. Tahibo Tea comes from the inner bark of the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. The Tahibo tree never gets sick, never gets infected, and never gets infested. As a result, it contains antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. Tahibo Tea can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening condition due to infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea is available for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping. 1 pound makes 300 servings, which is only 12 cents per cup. Dial 818-883-7222. or buy online at drinksupertea.com. All orders ship immediately the same day. Call now, 818-883-7222. That number again, 818-883-7222. Or buy online at drinksupertea.com.